The story of the tortoise is one of amusement, wisdom, and really, really bad decisions. And no story highlights this quality as much as the story of the tortoise and the Animal Kingdom. In ancient times, the Animal Kingdom was going through a great drought. There hadn't been rain for many moons. The kingdom was in chaos. You couldn't dig the ground to find water. You would only get sand. This caused the animals great distress. They had finally had enough. The animals decided to have a town hall meeting. The rabbit was given the task of spreading the news around the kingdom that in 3 days, all the animals would gather at a chosen venue to discuss the state of the kingdom. On the day of the meeting, all the animals gathered together. They decided to set up a committee to oversee the meeting. They elected the lion as the chairman, the tiger as the vice chairman, while the elephant was chosen as the coordinator. When they were done electing each member of the committee, the tortoise saw that no one nominated him for any role of importance. He got furious. He lashed out at everyone at the meeting. He said there was no need for him being there since he wasn't elected to be part of the committee. And without him, he was sure the meeting was bound to fail. The tortoise stormed out, leaving everyone in awe as to why he got so angry. After the tortoise left, the lion commenced the meeting with an opening speech.
"My people, I am very thankful that you all honored our agreement and came to the meeting. Everyone in the kingdom is present, except for the prideful tortoise. Someone whose pride, I'm sure, would kill him soon. Again, I am grateful to you all. I praise you for enduring these trying times. We do not know when this drought will be over. That is why this meeting is important. We need to come up with a new source of water before this drought becomes the death of us all."
The deer raised his hand to speak and was allowed to. He got up quietly to address the audience.
"I greet the chairman and everyone present. Look, I believe there's nothing else to do than to prepare a sacrifice and give it to the goddess of the river to give us rain. Because when we do that, we'll all end this suffering soon. And I propose we sacrifice one of us here, I don't know. Let's just pick one person in the crowd."
The tiger, who is also the vice chairman, agreed with the deer, believing a sacrifice will end the drought as soon as possible. The squirrel raised up his hand, and was also allowed to speak.
"I want everyone here to know that sacrificing anything to the gods is a lost cause. I greatly suggest that we use the strength and wisdom given to us by the Almighty. We should go to where the river once ran and dig with all our might till we find water."
The chipmunk also agreed with the squirrel. This also sounded like a good idea to the lion and tiger. It was then decided. On the third day, everyone would gather at the site of the former river and dig till they find water. They all went home to gather strength and tools to use for their upcoming task. On the third day, all the animals gathered at the river site. With the squirrel and chipmunk taking the lead, they all began to dig. They dug with all their strength, but they did not reach water. They were a bit disappointed, but they did not lose hope. They decided to try their luck again the next day. The following day, the animals gathered at the same spot and began to dig and dig and dig. Not long after, a small stream of water began to trickle out of the well. This gave them hope. The animals decided to concentrate all their strength on the spots where the water was coming from. They dug with all their might, and all of a sudden, a large spring of water erupted from the ground. The animals were happy. They danced around the newly formed stream, and with that, they had solved their problem of water. Amongst themselves, the animals agreed not to let the tortoise fetch from this new stream. because he took no part in creating it. But little did they know that the tortoise was watching, scheming, thinking of ways to rob them blind. The tortoise had devised a plan to get water from the stream, while also preventing other animals from fetching water. He created a costume out of calabash. Anytime he wore this costume, he looked like an otherworldly being, and every time he took a step, the calabash would clash together, creating an effect like he was heavier than he was, like he shook the earth when he walked. But this was not the end of his scheme. Every time he was about to go to the stream, the tortoise would chant a war cry. He would say, "Bimberin lodo mate, bimbefon lodo mate, jagbala jubuluju kanbi. If I meet the elephant at the stream, I will crush him. If I meet the buffalo at the stream, I will crush him. I will tear them limb from limb and beat the other animals with their limbs." The tortoise marched towards the stream with his monstrous footstep, chanting his terrifying war cry. When the other animals heard this, they did not wait to see what it was making all this noise, making all this ruckus. They fled for their lives. Thanks to his scheme, a stream, once vibrant and filled with life, became desolate, allowing the tortoise to fetch water as he pleased. He would bathe in the stream, he would fetch more water than he could use, and he continued to terrorize the animals like this for months on end. The animals were tired. They called another town hall meeting. They had to solve this issue. During the meeting, the guinea fowl addressed the crowd.
"Look, I think it's clear what we have to do. All we have to do is to get the deer to fight this monster. I think we all know that the deer is stronger than he lets on. All he has to do is to ambush this monster and fight it to the death. And I promise you, the deer will win. This monster is not as strong as the deer. Yes, this monster may be able to shake the world with a single step. But my friend deer can fight. And I believe he can fight for all of us and get our stream back. Thank you."
As the guinea fowl said this, the whole crowd erupted in cheers, all of them singing praises in the name of the deer, with many animals shouting, "We know you can do it, deer. We know you can do it, deer." The deer waited till the crowd has calmed down. He stood up, looking at all the animals' cheerful faces, and said,
"I thank you all, and I especially want to thank Mr. Guinea Fowl for the love he has for me. The kind of love that makes him wish for my death. The kind of love that is going to put me in great trouble. It's clear to me that he has about the same love for me as the owner of a chicken during festive period. You want me to tell you, or do you not hear what the monster chants? How he's going to kill the elephant and the buffaloes and beat us with their dead body? If he can do that to the elephant and buffalo, what do you think he's going to do to me? Do you know how big the elephant is? Do you know how big the buffalo is? Why do you think me, someone who is not even half the size of an elephant, would fight a monster that can shake the world? Ladies and gentlemen, I think you all are crazy if you are willing to go with what the guinea fowl said. And I'm not ready to die for any of you. Thank you."
As the deer said this, everyone in the meeting became unsettled. It was clear that this meeting was going nowhere fast. Amongst the crowd, the grass cutter stood up and said,
"Well, I think the lion should fight this terrible monster."
"Hell no,"
the lion said. as he visibly tries to regain his composure.
It is clear that I'm not afraid of this mysterious monster that may or may not want to kill all of us. But I am the king, and you know, as our tradition dictates, the king is not allowed to do any battle of any kind. And I kind of think the elephant should handle this. He's clearly bigger than any of us, and he has those two tusks that he could use to just, you know, pierce the monster.
Well, that is just rude, said the elephant. That is really rude. Like, do you not hear what the monster chants? In case you didn't hear the first part where he said, "I will crush the elephant," and I don't know if you guys noticed, I am an elephant, and as the only elephant in the room, I'd like not to get crushed. What is wrong with you? Why? I thought you guys were my friends. Why would you suggest me actively going to where I would get killed? Where he specifically said, look, if I see the elephant at the stream, I'll crush him. Why?
Chaos broke out amongst the animals. Everyone screaming on top of their lungs, trying their best not to get nominated to go fight this monster. The little rabbit, seeing all of this and seeing how unproductive they are being, climbed up to the podium and screamed on top of his lungs. It caught everyone's attention and then he said,
guys, look, we can trap this thing. It's pretty easy. Nobody has to die. Nobody has to fight this thing. Look, all we have to do is get wood. We get wood, we carve it in the shape of a child, and we cover it with glue. And when we do that, we put the child, the statue of the child, not an actual child, that would be barbaric. We put the statue of the child on the road leading to the stream. Now, when this monster gets here, he's gonna see the child and probably wanna have a fight with it because, you know, the monster seems to be the kind of monster that likes to fight and likes violence. So when he tries to fight this thing, it will get stuck and will be able to ambush the monster and finally kill it without risking anybody's life. It's that easy, guys. Come on.
After hearing these ideas, the animals all concluded since it was the rabbit that thought of this idea, it should be the rabbit to execute this idea. So the rabbit went into the forest, looked for the thickest tree he could find. He cut it down and carved it into the shape of a child. He then adorned the sculpture with the finest clothes and jewelry he could find. After which, he covered every inch of the sculpture with sap from the gum tree. He then set the sculpture on the path leading to the stream. The next day, the tortoise, dressed in his usual gimmick, chanting his usual war cries, came marching down this path, chanting as loud as he can. When the animals felt his presence, they all fled, but the tortoise was shocked to see one brave challenger, one brave soul, willing to stand in his path. The tortoise moved closer, trying to intimidate this person, not knowing that it was the sculpture. He said, get out of my way. I am the monster that owns this stream. But this person did not move. The tortoise said again, get out of my way. Are you deaf? He raised his hand, trying to slap this person. And as his hand made contact with the person's face, his hand was stuck. He tried removing it and said, what trick are you using on me? Release my hand now. This person did not reply. The tortoise raised his left hand and slapped the person again. Now he has both of his hands stuck on the face of the sculpture. The tortoise said again, release my hands now. I do not care what trickery you use. Let me go. The tortoise tried again. this time with his foot. The person did not move. Now getting more desperate, the tortoise struck the sculpture with his remaining foot, but the person did not move. The tortoise now began to plead for his life. "Please, please, let me go. I promise I will not do this again. Please, let me go." When the other animals saw that the monster was begging, they came out of the forest that they were hiding in and began to attack the monster without discretion. All wielding various weapons, they attacked the monster without knowing that it was the tortoise. When the monster stopped moving, the animal stopped attacking, and then one of the animals realized that this wasn't an actual monster, but the tortoise in disguise. The tortoise had put his arm and legs in his shell, protecting himself from the attack. The animals thought it was dead and decided the best thing to do was to discard his corpse in the deepest, darkest part of the jungle. But little did they know that the tortoise was alive. And that is the reason why the tortoise can only be found today in deep forest. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been The Oracle. Thanks for listening.